we have a historical pattern of judges in Supreme Court, in particular, usurping the authority of the other branches of government, violating constitutional principle, rendering anti-constitutional principles that then, of course, elected officials have to decide what they will do about. In the case of Dred Scott against Sanford, Lincoln, President Lincoln, in his inaugural address on March 4th, 1861, talking precisely about the Dred Scott decision, simply said he would not treat the principle handed down by the justices in that case as binding on the national government and as binding on him as president, and he refused to do it. And as Lincoln warned, when you empower judges or respect the claims of power of judges to do that kind of thing, to engage in that kind of jurisprudence, you give up Republican government. You abandon democracy. The people will have, and I quote Lincoln here directly, resigned their government into the hands of that eminent tribunal. In other words, government, not only for the people, but by the people, disappears. Now, do we want that? I say we don't. I stand with Lincoln.